Shall we begin today with some more advice?
Love your customer.
Isn't that a bit hackneyed?
If it were, then why do we end up leaving a shop or restaurant dissatisfied so often? Why does it seem so often in this country that services are not designed with the customer in mind? Why do we often have that feeling we're literally bothering the staff in a restaurant or a shop?
You're right.
It's one thing to talk about something, but the reality is very different. Not long ago, I was in the States in a department store, and I didn't want to buy very much, perhaps just a pair of trousers. But right from the entrance, a sales assistant took care of me, walked around with me, showed me everything that would look good on me, what would match, new items that were just in or on sale. And they were very nice about it. How do you think things turned out?
You bought a little bit more?
4 pairs of trousers, 2 pairs of shoes, a jacket, a hat, scarf, and 2 belts. I walked out feeling very satisfied. And if I ever go there again, I'll certainly go back there to shop. And that's what I call customer love. That kind of love can help you increase sales several times over. But the entire company has to show that love. It's not enough for just the owner to love the customer. He has to pass that on to all of his employees, especially those who deal directly with the customers. They are the face of the company.
I take back my initial response. It's actually very fundamental advice.
But I'm not done with this point yet. The imperative of love your customer also embodies several other truths.
Such as?
You have to learn to see things from the customer's perspective. Then it will be easier to know what to offer them and in what form. You have to know your product perfectly to be able to introduce it to the customer better. And lastly, you have to learn how to simplify.
Why simplify?
Employees have a tendency to complicate everything, whether it be work procedures or products. A successful manager will come and simplify everything and choose priorities, which streamlines the company's internal processes and products and make it easier for customers to identify services.
Can you give me another example of how things work in a company which doesn't love its customers?
One of our customers recently had an experience with a company which certainly does not love its customers, even though it seemed completely different at the beginning. This client ordered some customized software, which was not exactly cheap. The owner of the software company was at the first meeting, and everything looked very promising. They analyzed the client's needs and started programming. The client paid and paid and expected the work to go quickly. Except things started to get bogged down. The contractor stopped listening to comments and deadlines gradually got extended. I won't even mention the arrogance of some of the contractor's employees.
So what happened in the end?
The software company finished the program and handed it over, but now our client has to wait weeks instead of hours to fix bugs. When he went to complain about it directly to the owner, he was given a very strange explanation.
Which was?
That they were swamped with work at the moment and their programmers were working 400%.
But that's got nothing to do with your client, right?
Of course not. And moreover, he feels injured because the software company's lack of professionalism has caused him to lose several months and the program doesn't work as planned.
So what kind of consequences does it have when a company doesn't love its customer?
Above all, the company won't grow because whenever it's able to get a new customer, then it automatically stops taking care of its current customers who, sooner or later, will leave.
Is there any way to keep from getting involved with such an unprofessional company?
Above all, you need to get enough references about the company and really check them out. Don't be satisfied with just getting a list of famous clients the company's worked for. You have to call them up and ask about their experience.